Hello, everyone, and welcome. The most anticipated movies for 2019, according to Ranker and Rotten Tomatoes. This is the list. Captain Marvel, The Lion King, Toy Story 4, Avengers Endgame, Glass, Star Wars Episode 9. The full title has not been released yet. Aladdin, Dumbo, It Chapter 2, John Wick 3, Shazam, Frozen 2, Joker, another Terminator, and the title has not been released yet. The New Mutants, Dark Phoenix, Pokemon Detective Pikachu, Pet Sematary, Hobbs and Shaw, Spider-Man Far From Home, Hellboy, Godzilla King of the Monsters, Sonic the Hedgehog, Zombieland 2. There you go. That's the list. I know some of the trailers. For example, Captain Marvel and the Avengers Endgame. I know the trailer has been released already. Probably a couple other of these movies in this list. But a lot of them, we still have not seen any movie trailer for it. So they'll be coming out probably in the next couple weeks. But I will be reviewing the movie trailers for all these movies. So join me for Captain Marvel. I will be reviewing that one too. The question that I'm posting is, do movie trailers provide some type of valuable information regarding the movie? Some people believe that no, movie trailers are garbage. It's trash. It doesn't indicate anything. It doesn't let you know if the movie's going to be any good or bad. So people don't bother looking at the movie trailers, or if they do, they don't make a big deal out of it. They say, well, I'm going to spend my money and go see the whole movie. I believe, maybe you feel the same way or the complete opposite, but I believe that by watching at least two movie trailers on the same movie, you can get a pretty good idea of the plot of the story, character development, and if the movie's going to be good or not. I know it's impossible to watch a trailer for every single movie and know for a fact if the movie's going to be good or bad. But I'm pretty sure that, especially action movies, that if you watch two or three trailers, you can get a very good idea if it's going to be a stupid movie or if it's going to be a good movie. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch the movie trailers and make a small review of what I thought before the premiere of the movie. So I'm going to give it a yay or a nay. And then when the movie comes out, we'll see if it was good or bad. If the trailers helped in evaluating the movie or not. What do you guys think? Please comment. Any comments are welcome. If you feel that movie trailers are a waste of time, go ahead. Give us your reason. If you think that it's worth watching these movie trailers, then give us your comments too. Remember that movies or going to the movies is kind of expensive nowadays, especially in certain states. If you're taking your family and you're going to eat, you're going to buy popcorn and stuff like that for your family, it's going to cost you quite a bit. So please leave your comments, especially after making a review on one of the trailers. If you feel that I'm completely wrong on one of the trailers that I'll be reviewing, then please give your comments. You can say whatever you want, and then when the movie comes out, I'll review that, and then we'll go from there. Okay? All right. Thanks, guys. You have a good one, and I'll talk to you guys later. Hello, everyone. I just saw the two trailers for the movie Replicas. This movie's coming out January 11th. It's on a Friday. I saw the two trailers. I believe one trailer was about 2 minutes and, 25 seconds. The first trailer that came out was a minute and 31 seconds. So it's about a total of almost 4 minutes of a trailer. So that's a pretty good amount of clips and dialogue that they give in the trailer for this movie. My initial reactions for the movie is, I'm not too thrilled about it. I probably won't spend my money watching this movie at the theater. Nothing about it is interesting or attractive, at least for me. Keanu Reeves, he's not the best actor. He's not the worst either, but it just seems like his character, the way he acts, it's almost like the exact same character in every single movie. I think I'm just tired of Keanu Reeves, but that's just me. Anyway, so the trailer gives a lot of information. You could pretty much tell what the whole movie it's going to be about. So it's a man, and he has a wife and I believe 2 or 3 kids. Somehow they crash. Somehow he's the only one that survives, and his wife and children die. This movie, presuming it takes place in the future, maybe not that far into the future, but a couple years into the future. He probably works as some type of engineer, doctor, scientist. He works for this company, and he clones his wife and his kids. He brings them back to life. And in the trailer, he talks about consequences. Something goes wrong. It looks like the company he works for is trying to take their property back, because it looks like the main character, I believe his name is Williams, and his friend that work in this research company, it looks like they steal equipment, and they steal probably the company's technology to replicate or clone his family. So now the company wants their property back, and it looks like they're being chased by, who knows, probably, I don't know, it wasn't the cops, so I'm assuming the company hired hitmen or they hire security or something to follow them. But I don't know, the whole movie just seems kind of not interesting. It's kind of, I don't know, there's just something about it that doesn't interest me at all. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a twist in the movie towards the end, something unexpected. But for the most part, you kind of know what the movie is going to be about. It's pretty much this man brings the family back to life, but there's consequences to what he did. And he's going to pay those consequences. And why he was the only one that survived, I'm not sure about that. He might have died too, and he might have cloned himself. They might have died during the chase. But we don't know. We probably won't know till we watch the whole movie. But what do you guys think? Have you seen the trailer? Go watch it. Watch the two trailers to get a pretty good idea of the movie. For me, out of 5 stars, just by watching the trailers, I'll probably give it a 2 stars. 2 stars. I just don't see it. This movie, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be any good. It probably won't be terrible, but it's not going to be good. I'm sure some people will kind of like it, I guess. But from my viewing, I've never seen a movie that the movie is based on cloning or replicating people. I've never seen a good movie about that topic, and I don't think this movie is going to break that mold. Every single movie that I've seen that the main topic is cloning has not been good. I don't know why, but that's just me. So, guys, please leave your comments, see what you guys think. I think this movie is no good. I would say don't spend your money on this movie. So leave your comments. Am I wrong? Am I right? Go ahead. You can say anything you guys want. And I'll be back to do another review on a movie coming out next week. The movie Glass. All right. So have a good one. Bye-bye.